This oration, I think, is a very important partnership for Oxfam Australia, the partnership between the Don Dunstan Foundation and Oxfam. Perhaps if I just explain why is Oxfam involved in the Don Dunstan Oration. Well, Don was the last chair of the Australian Freedom from Hunger campaign, which is one of the forerunners of Oxfam, and was the first chair of the merged organisation of Freedom from Hunger and Community Aid Abroad back in the early 1990s. And that organisation in turn has become Oxfam Australia. So his spirit lives on in our organisation, and I think tonight's lecture is an example of that spirit. I think tonight we've had two excellent speakers, and tomorrow we had the voice of practical experience, but practical experience also reflecting upon those experiences about the importance of both well-resourced services but culturally appropriate services. In Tom, I think we had a quiet passion, and a passion which really I think was very well informed and based upon a rights-based approach to development, the centrality of rights, both internationally accepted rights and how they should be applied throughout Australia. And I think it's been in response to Tom's work in recent years that the Close the Gap campaign has really developed in the last 12 months or so. I should make clear the Close the Gap campaign is not an Oxfam campaign. It is a campaign of some 40 organisations, Indigenous, Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, non-Indigenous, professional medical organisations, non-professional lay organisations, church, secular, international development organisations. It is more than 40 organisations, which I think has really started to put the issues of health equality on the political agenda. It's a campaign I'm very proud that Oxfam has played a very active role in, but it is, as I say, it's a campaign where we've been working creatively and in a very determined way with a wide range of other stakeholders. It's a campaign which I think has got a great deal of passion and a great deal of knowledgeable passion. The passion is that Australia can do a lot better than what we're doing at the moment, where we have 3% of the population whose life expectancy is 17 years less on average than the other 97% of the population. It's a passion that is informed by the fact that we are a rich country. More than $17 billion of a federal surplus could be used to help achieve that health equality. It's a passion which is informed by the reality that other countries which are in a similar situation to us, such as New Zealand or the United States or Canada, have such a better record in making progress over the last few decades. And it's a passion that is also building upon the real experience that Tamara talked about of some real positive experiences in this country which have been able to demonstrate that improvements in health outcomes can be achieved. We've had numerous programs which are characterised by both being well-resourced but by being partnerships by government and local communities, but where local people, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, are in the driver's seat helping shape and implement those programs. And that is so absolutely critical. It is self-determination in action, and it's that rights-based approach in action. It's that passion that things can be done, that there are good experiences we can draw upon globally and in Australia to really make a difference. It's a campaign which is quite ambitious, as Tom was saying, to talk about a generational change. In some ways seems unambitious, but it's ambitious because it's demanding of everyone, all levels of government, Commonwealth, state and local, and all parties to be involved. Because to achieve the sort of change that we will need means it can't be something which is bounced back and forth after each election. We need that commitment from all sides of government, all sides of politics, to really make that difference. It has three broad legs of a campaign policy. We're talking about the need for resourcing. The Australian Medical Association has estimated in primary health care alone an extra $460 million a year is required to really start to make a change. Sounds a lot of money. Remember the surplus that we have, over $17 billion. It is a campaign which says that the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people need to be in the driver's seat. We have the practical experience that demonstrates the validity of that. And it's a campaign which says that we need changes in, as Tom was arguing, the social determinants of health, of housing, of education, employment, if we're seriously to be making a difference in health outcomes. And it's a campaign which is really starting to make a difference. Today is the first ever National Close the Gap Day. Around the country, some 280 different events took place. Things like today, or lunchtime, I was speaking at the Federation Square in Melbourne, but in Cooperpedia, I understand activities were taking place. In churches, in workplaces, in schools, in colleges, people were starting to make a stand and to stand up in support of health equality and to support of closing the gap. It's a campaign which has also attracted a lot of support. On your seats today, you would have had the pledge. We have over 80,000 people who have signed that pledge to close the gap. And I invite you, if you've not done so already, to really put your signature, put your cross there and really make a difference. You can help close the gap. And finally, I just wanted, as I was coming across here this afternoon, I was reading a lecture by Raymond Gaita, the philosopher. And he's talking about the moral force of reconciliation. And his final comment in that lecture is that, talking about Aboriginal people, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and he said, if their voices are to be heard, if they dare speak from their hearts seriously to challenge our assumptions, be they the assumptions of the right or the left, then it will be because we, the non-Aboriginal population, will have been moved by the spirit of justice to listen. Well, tonight we've had with Tom and Tamara people speaking from the heart. The challenge is for non-Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders where we've got the spirit of justice. And that's the challenge. I hope you'll join in the Close the Gap campaign. Thank you very much.